Subdirectory navigation. Experiment Gamma. Please enter access code. Submitting access code 755606067253. Please wait for confirmation. Facility X binary weapons system is now online. File states of containment pods are now unlocked. Warning. Please move to a safe location.
You are listening to Sexual Knowledge Sex Education on Podomatic.com. You can email me at asksex1989@yahoo.com. That's asksex1989@yahoo.com. You can also call me. I don't remember the number off the top of my head, so I'll link it in the bottom. Follow my Instagram, nail_addict8701. I'll link that down as well. And before we start our normal sex education class, I just want to say that I'm looking to collaborate with fellow podcasters on Podomatic or Stitcher. I've already done that with Stitcher, but on Podomatic specifically. So if you would like to expand your audience, get your podcast out there more so that you can receive more input from people, email me the same email address as when people ask me questions and stuff, asksex1989@yahoo.com. And I don't take long to reply to people, so email me. I would really love to work with you guys. You can see the credentials. I'm number one in sexual health, number two in health, and I'm in the top 10 overall ranked podcaster. So I think it'd be good. It'll help you get more listeners and just expand for the both of us. So today I want to discuss 15 things that you should know about sex before you have sex. Or if you don't know these 15 things and you are sexually active, you need to hear this. So let's just get right into this, all right? So the first fact is, yes, you can get pregnant the first time that you have sex. Okay, so I know plenty of you have heard or may have heard that a girl can't get pregnant the first time that she has sex. But the truth is, if a boy and a girl have sex and don't use contraception, which are birth control in association with condoms, don't just use birth control because you don't know what these people are doing. So use some type of birth control for you on top of using a condom. So, but the truth is, if a boy and a girl have sex, she can get pregnant whether it's her first time or she has had sex lots of times. A boy can get a girl pregnant the first time he has sex. So if you're a female and have sex, you can get pregnant as soon as you start ovulating, which is when you start releasing eggs. And this happens before you have your first period, okay? So you can ovulate even when you're not on your period. But if you use contraception, okay, that protects against pregnancy. Using condoms also protect against sexually transmitted infections. So before you have sex, talk to your partner about contraception and make sure you've got some contraception of your own. Okay, they give them out free. I was at the podiatrist. I don't personally go there for my own self, but I was at the podiatrist and she had like a big bucket full of condoms. So it's always a way to get free condoms. If you don't have a condom, it doesn't matter how much you want to have sex, don't have it, because that one moment of pleasure can lead to lifelong disaster. Okay? Number two, yes, you can get pregnant if a boy withdraws, which is pulling out his penis before he comes. Okay, so there's a myth that a girl can't get pregnant if a boy withdraws his penis before he ejaculates or comes in her. The truth is, pulling out the penis won't stop a girl from getting pregnant, because before a boy ejaculates, there's sperm in the pre-ejaculatory fluid, which is pre-cum, which leaks out when he gets excited. and it only takes one sperm to get a girl pregnant. Pre-cum contains sexually transmitted infections, STIs, so withdrawing the penis won't prevent you from getting an infection. If a boy says he'll take care to withdraw before he ejaculates, do not believe him. Don't believe him. Nobody can stop themselves from leaking sperm before they come. Always, people, always use a condom to protect yourself against STIs, and also use other contraception to prevent unwanted pregnancies. And I know I keep reiterating that in different ways, but I just want you guys to really get that. Fact 3. Yes, you can get pregnant if you have sex during your period. There's another myth that a girl can't get pregnant if she has sex during her period. But the truth is, she can get pregnant at any time of the month if she has sex without contraception. Sperm can survive for several days, people, after sex. So even if you do it during your period, sperm can stay in your body long enough to get you pregnant. So be careful. Fact number 4, yes, you can get pregnant if you have sex standing up, sitting down, or in any other position. And I understand that some people are probably like, duh, but you guys got to remember that everybody does not know things. And that's why we're here, so that we can develop a conversation, like being comfortable enough to have a conversation about this. But regardless of that, okay, I'm pretty sure that you guys know that people say that a girl can't get pregnant if she has sex standing up, sitting down, or if she jumps up and down afterwards. The truth is, there's no such thing as a safe position. If you're having sex without a condom or another form of contraceptive, there are also no safe places to have sex, including the bath or shower. Pregnancy can happen no matter what position you're in, what position you try, or what positions you make up. Whatever position you do, you will get pregnant if you aren't using protection. All that's needed is for sperm to meet an egg. That's all that's needed to get pregnant. Okay, so all of those other things aren't true. You can get pregnant. Fact number 5, no, you can't get pregnant by having oral sex. And I know that even I'm like, duh, but you may know that, or have heard that you can get pregnant by oral sex. The truth is, a girl can't get pregnant this way, even if she swallows sperm. But you can catch STIs through oral sex, including gonorrhea, chlamydia, and herpes. It's safer to use a condom on a penis and a dam. And a dam is a very thin, soft plastic square that it kind of acts like a barrier over the female genitals if you have oral sex. So, yeah. Number 6, no drinking alcohol doesn't make you better in bed. And I know this from personal experience, okay? Because it's been times where I would think, you know, if I drink a little alcohol, that it will make me perform better in bed. But the truth is, when you're drunk, it's hard to make smart decisions. Alcohol can make you take risks, such as having sex before you're ready, or having sex with someone you don't even like or love. So drinking won't make the experience better. You're more likely to regret having sex if you do it when you're drunk. So I don't think you guys want to get drunk when you're having sex. And I remember I drank so much, and I was listening to Beyonce's Drunk in Love, and I was drinking and getting tipsy and stuff, and had sex. And when me and my boyfriend finished having sex, I got up and I couldn't even make it to the bathroom. Like, I threw up in the sink in the kitchen. Like, ugh. Fact number 7, you can't use cling film, plastic bags, crisp packets, or anything else instead of a condom. They won't work. All right? They will not work. A lot of people think that if you use the plastic bag or cling film or, you know, a crisp packet instead of a condom, that's protection enough. But the truth is, you can't. Only a condom can protect against STIs, okay? You can get condoms free from anywhere. You can get them from a community contraceptive clinic. You can get them from sexual health and your GYN. You can get them from a young person's service. Like, what's that called? Family planning. And you can also buy them from the pharmacy and shops. Make sure they have the CE mark on them, because that means that they've been tested to European safety standards, which means, you know, when they take the condom and stretch it to make sure that it doesn't break, you know, stuff like that. But always use condoms. And like I said, if you don't have one, then don't have sex. Fact number 8, know a boy's testicles or balls will not explode if he doesn't have sex. I'm sure everybody knows the whole blue balls scenario, that if he gets aroused or something and his testicles will explode or whatever. But the truth is that not having sex doesn't harm boys or girls, and a boy's balls will not explode. Boys and men produce sperm all the time. If they don't ejaculate, the sperm is absorbed into their body. So ejaculation can happen if they masturbate, or what's that called? Or if they have a wet dream. They don't have to have sex to come. So I know that sounds a little weird that your body absorbs the sperm, but you have to remember that sperm is rich in vitamins and stuff, so it's not doing you any harm. Fact number 9, no condoms can't be washed out and used again. Okay? Don't believe anyone who says that you can wash condoms and use them again. The truth is, you can't use a condom more than once, even if you wash it out. If you use the condom, throw it away and use a new one if you have sex again. This is true for male condoms and female condoms, which is the ones that we can put in vaginally, and it basically covers the walls. So condoms need to be changed after 30 minutes of sex, because friction can weaken the condom, making it more likely to break or fail. You can only use a condom once. Uno. That's it. Throw it out afterwards. No rinsing it out. None of that. Fact number 10. Yes, you can get pregnant if you have sex only once. You may think that just because you only had sex with a person one time that they won't get pregnant. I've seen this on television. I've seen this on talk shows like Steve Wilkos and Maury and Jerry, and they're like, only had sex with her once and she got pregnant. And these are adults saying this, okay? The truth is, you can get pregnant if you have sex once. All it takes, like I said before, is for one sperm to meet an egg. Just one. Okay, so to avoid pregnancy, always use contraception and use a condom to protect against STIs. Or formerly known as STDs. They don't call them STDs anymore. Fact number 11. You don't always get symptoms if you have an STI. I've seen this at my job where I work, because I work in a hospital where people don't know that they have an STI because they don't have any symptoms. And that's why it's good to go to your doctor and have a regular checkup just for STDs. And look, if you don't want your insurance to be billed for it, you can go to a free clinic, you can go to a free place where they test you specifically for STIs, and you won't have to worry about that. If you're in a relationship with someone and you guys are monogamous, go together and get tested together. Communication, open up and let each other know, look, I'm scared. Because at the end of the day, people, we are in control of our own bodies and what we choose and allow to be done. And if you choose to be blind, then be blind. But know the repercussions of being blind. You may have something and you may be passing it on to other people. Then you could be around children and you could pass it to a child, depending on what it is. You could pass it through saliva, so you need to be careful. But you may, back to fact number 11, I was saying that you don't always get symptoms if you have an STI. You may have heard the myth that you'd always know if you had an STI because it would hurt when you pee, or you'd notice a discharge, unusual smell, or soreness. That's for women and men both. That isn't true. Many people don't notice signs of infection, so you won't always know if you're infected. You can't tell by looking at someone whether they've got an STI. If you're worried that you've caught an STI, you can visit your gynecologist, you can visit your regular doctor, like I said, or a local sex health clinic. You can get checkups and tests for STI, and you can get free and confidential information for people who are under 16. There's a lot of places for that, even though I would prefer people to be 21 and over listening to this, but I know that I have listeners that are younger than that listening, and that's why I'm deciding to change how my podcast is. And I'd rather just have it be informative, giving you guys information and stuff, because I don't want you to think that, you know, sex is horrible. It's not. It's great. It can be even greater if you follow these simple rules and have safe sex, or wait until you're married. Fact number 12. Yes, women who have sex with women can get STIs. You may have heard that women who sleep with women can't get or pass STIs. This isn't true. If a woman has an STI and has sex with another woman, the infection can be passed through vaginal fluid, including fluid on shared toys, sex toys, I'm saying, blood, or close body contact. Always use condoms or shared sex toys, and use dams to cover the genitals during oral sex. A dam is a very thin, soft plastic square that acts as a barrier to prevent infection. Ask about dams at like a pharmacist or a sexual health clinic. If a woman is also having sex with a man, using contraceptives with condoms will help to prevent the spread of STIs and unintended pregnancies, people. Fact number 13. Not all gay men have anal sex. That's true. You may have heard that all gay men have anal sex. This isn't true. Anal sex, like any sexual activity, is a matter of preference. Some people choose to do it as part of their sex life, and some don't, whether they're gay, straight, lesbian, bisexual, or transgendered. According to a national survey of sexual attitudes and lifestyles taken in like 2000, listen to these numbers. 12.3% of men and 11.3% of women had or have anal sex in the previous year. So whatever sex you have, use a condom to protect yourself and your partner against STIs. However, having sex isn't the only way to show feelings for someone. You can do other stuff. Sex is just an added bonus. Fact number 14, a girl is not ready to have sex just because she started her period. And that's true. Starting your period means that you're growing up and that you could get pregnant if you were to have sex. That's letting you know that you're fertile. It doesn't mean that you're ready to have sex or that you should be sexually active. People feel ready to have sex at different times, okay? It's a personal decision, and most young people, you know, don't wait to have sex. I personally waited, my hand to God, I waited until I was 20 years old to have sex. That was just my preference. I wasn't ready, and I wasn't going to have sex just because a boyfriend wanted me to. That right there lets you know how much they care about you, if they're gonna respect the fact that you don't want to have sex and will still be with you. Fact number 15. This is the final fact of today, and I'm putting this in here because I just want everybody to be as cautious as they can. Help for sexual problems is available if you need it. If you want to talk to someone in confidence, you can call the Sexual Health Helpline. Also, you can find sexual health services near you. To find your nearest young people's services, you should visit PlannedParenthood.com and see if there's a Planned Parenthood in your area to help you. Condom or no condom, okay, is an interactive video on YouTube where you decide what happens. So just choose which button to click at the end of each section to continue the story and see the consequences of your choices. What I'm going to do is link it in the description so that you guys can go on YouTube, play this game, and see what your choices will have you end up. So, recap of everything. 9 times out of 10, I just want you guys to have safe sex. That's all. Just have safe sex, okay? And if you are not actually sexually active, don't rush to be. It isn't that serious. You don't have to. Life goes on, and you will see that sex only lasts for about an hour, if even, depending on your partner. And it's over. So don't rush it. Take your time. Pace yourself. And don't let anyone pressure you into doing something that you don't want to do. Until next time, you guys, I will see you next week, Monday, at the crack of dawn. Actually, no, I won't. But I will see you guys next Monday. And once again, if you have any questions, if you have any comments, if you have a topic that you would like me to discuss, or if you are a podcaster and you want to collab with me, woohoo, email me at asksex1989. That's asksex1989@yahoo.com. And I have a question for you guys. Tell me, how often do you use condoms? Or if you don't use condoms, and why? So tell me why you do use condoms, and if you do, and how often. And if you don't use condoms, tell me why you don't use condoms. All right? So, again, class is dismissed. I will see you next week, Monday.